Good morning, Rabbi Bassai. Parak Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ashrei Adam Matzo Chachma, VeAdam Yafik Tevuna. Ashrei Adam Matzo Chachma. So with regard to Chachma, Shlomo HaMelech speaks in terms of Metzia. Ki Chachma hi Metzia. Kamo she'nema v'ha-Chachma me'ayin timatzei. Tahaynu she'yishma v'yilmad me'rabo. Initially, when Torah she'Baal Peh was exclusively Baal Peh, that was the only avenue. Ol yimtza kosev b'sefer. Now a person can access chokhma on his own through a sefer. But even so, it's a metziah. Lachen ksiv b'lashon metziah. What does that mean? Because chokhma, we've had earlier. So chachma are the basic drushes. Let's say that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the perish of Torah she'Baal Peh and Har Sinai. So that is something which is a metziah in the sense that a person is gifted that. Right? The difference between a metziah and wages a person earns. And it's a result of his own hard work, and through his hard work alone, a person can earn the wages. Mashenken and Metzia is right. It's a find. So too Chochma, a person is gifted what's from Masora. So a person has to be gifted. It has to be given to him. Ma'ashen kein, v'odam yafik tfuna. V'odam yafik tfuna, mizeh sheyoven ha'chochma al boya. So we've seen earlier that the Gaon says to understand the drasha, to understand why the drasha is on this particular pasuk, how the word indicates the drasha, etc. So all that, meaning the deeper understanding of the chokhmah, that already a person does on his own. So that's not a metziah, but that the person does on his own. Mizeh sheyoven ha'chokhmah al-boya yizgal ritzon ha'chokhmah, v'zehu yofik v'yotzi me'ha'chokhmah ha'tfuna. So yofik, I think we generally translate l'hafik to'eles, means to gain the purpose of something, to achieve the purpose of something. I don't know. I'm wondering if the Gaon is telling us that really to achieve means again to sort of bring out the potential, and if the yofik is not related to what we know from the Aramaic, that nafak means to go out, and apik means to bring out, and it's the same shorish here. So to achieve toalus means to the latent potential within the chokhma that the person is bringing that out, and in that sense, achieving its toelas. Okay, at least for now, we'll skip the Shloshim Le'odom. Maybe we'll come back to it later. Let's take a look a little bit the next pasuk. Kitov Sachra Mischar Kosef. So schar is merchandise. A socher is a merchant who sells merchandise. The words are derived, right? Schor means to go around, because the way a merchant would peddle his merchandise was he wouldn't be sitting in a storefront, both in terms of acquiring the schor initially. So that certainly required, right? Once upon a time, if you were in the export-import business, you didn't just sit and place an order on the computer. You had to travel overseas to get it. So both in terms of acquiring the schor in the first place, And then in terms of selling it, so a person had to go on the circuit. You had to go schor schor. You had to go around and around. The Mefarshim explained is a type of gold, an especially valuable type of gold. So and initially we're being told that again we'll have to see what the subject is, but it surpasses kesef, silver. And then in the sefer of the Pasuk that it surpasses even gold, right? Gold being more valuable than silver. It's sort of two basic ways that people used to earn their livelihood. Aleph, who have movil mamon. Again, a person who would travel, a traveling merchant. Beis, who oved adama v'zareya, the farmer who worked the land. Ve'ikah tachlis, afilu shel hasocha gam kein, liknos tvua li'os lalachol. Ultimately, right, the reason what a person wants to gain from his livelihood is that he should have lechem lechol. V'revach mischaru hu ma'at. So when you have someone who I don't know if he sells things retail, so how much of a markup can he put on the merchandise? He marks it up a little bit over how he buys it wholesale. The farmer, compared to whatever expenditure he has. So then what he can charge for the tvua that grows is much more than the seeds that much more than the planting costs him. If you compare just expenditure to what he's able to charge, so it can be 500% of what his of what his outlay was. And by contrast, in terms of how much the socha can mark up the merchandise, is the opposite. It's maybe a fifth. It surpasses, again, the silver, the gain, the earnings that the socher enjoys. Umechorutz, hu dava hayoka ma'od. Right? It's a very, very valuable commodity. Again, specifically gold. I don't know why the Gaon doesn't mention that. Maybe he just assumes that we know it, and it's just highlighting. Why Shlomo HaMelech is speaking about this gold? The fishahu nitzvach ma'od, shehi atvua nitzvach as yoseh min hakasef. Tvuosa haprishala, b'hu neged chochma utvuma. Meaning the two halves of the pasuk that what a person learns, it surpasses kasef and surpasses gold. So the kesef, the schar kosef, is the moshol to chokhmah, and the chorutz tvuasa is the moshol to the tvuna. How so? V'hu neged chokhmah tvuna, shehachokhmah hi dugmas haschara. Again, the socher is someone who has to travel. He's on the circuit. Kein tzarach leilech v'lulmod meirabo. K'mo sh'nema hoysok ani osocher mimerchok tov v'lachma. Since a person is dependent on receiving the chokhmah, a person can't be self-sufficient in terms of chokhmah, so the person has to travel. A person has to go seek out the chachma. Mashen Kain, the tfuah, again, the tfuna, which is what the person then, how the person processes and comes to a complete understanding of the chachma, that doesn't involve the travel. Utfuna he mashem motzi min hachachma. On the other hand, again, the tfuna is something, as we saw in the previous pasuk, that the person elicits from within the chachma. It's something that's latent in the chachma. Ki atfuah he yisera mimasha zara oshakona min hakesef sheheviach mehaschora. V'zem me'atzmo v'yegia kapav. So tvu'asa, its yield, right? The yield, the crop of tfuna is more valuable than that of gold. U'kmo sh'nem m'picha peh noto korim. V'omel l'mayla, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the note points out, Ashrei v'achshav kitov, k'mo sh'omru, Ashrecha ba'olam haza, v'tov lach ba'olam haba. V'achar kach omar, in the next pasuk, Yikarehi m'pninim, k'mo sh'nem ma'esh eschayim m'yimtza v'rochach m'pninim mechra. When the Gaon describes tvuna as being attained me'atzmo v'yegia kapav, so what is it? He means that it can be, unlike chokhma, where a person is dependent upon receiving masora, receiving the perusha, the Torah shebal peh, as the Rambam writes. When it comes to the tfuna, a person can do it on his own, or he means that he must do it on his own. Sounds like the latter, right? V'zem me'atzmo v'yegia kapav. U'kmo sh'nema mipricha peho noto korem. In the moshel in Eshes Chayil, is that it's the fruit of her hands. It's her handiwork. But why is that? Why can't it be that I'll hear from my Rebbe, he went through the process of tfuna, and then he gives it to me on a silver platter? Granted that the distinction exists that tfuna, a person can be self-sufficient in attaining the tfuna, but why is it depicted that it must be through Yegia Kapov? So L'chora, what the Gaon means is that even, again, so Chochmah is, V'imen, I think earlier, right, the Gaon gave us the example, V'imen Atzon Kovano, so what the miut of Imen Atzon is. Then there's tfuna to understand why this drasha on this pasuk. Even if the Rebbe will present it to us, we need to retrace those steps and understand it. So it's true that a person doesn't have to, as it were, on his own navigate, on his own discover, but unlike the Chochmah, when it comes to Chochmah, basically we're passive. Okay, this is the drasha. This is the drasha. Adam ki yakev mikem, that ma adam lo hikrim min hageza, az aft atem lo takrim min hageza. Fine, okay, so we're passive. We receive it. When it comes to tvuna, even if the Rebbe will share with us the result of his iyun that yielded tfuna, or the result of his Rebbe's iyun that yielded tfuna, the only way a person can be mekabel it is by retracing those steps and rethinking it. And in that sense, it always has to be through Yegiya Kapha. It may not be his chiddush. It may not be his ha'ara. He can hitch a ride with the Rebbe in that sense, but it's always going to be his. It's going to be his Yegiya Kapayim in the sense that he has to rethink, retrace steps. I think we all know that from experience, right? The only way when you hear a shir and you do chazar on the shir, so the only way to really understand it properly is to rethink and retrace the steps. A person can't be that doesn't really learn what he hears in a shir. Alachas can become a master if the person is in a chokhmah mode of just passively being mekabel. A person needs to rethink it and retrace the steps. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for today. Everyone should have a very good and productive day. Be well, be safe. Be safe.